Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bizarre article up at Drudge. It says they're suspending the employer payments that match the funds put in by the Postal Service workers. But then it goes on to say later, though, that we will continue to transmit the OPM employees' contributions to the FERS fund and also will contribute and continue to transmit employer automatic and matching contributions and employee contributions to the Thrift Savings Plan. So we're cutting it, but we'll continue to transmit it there. So we're cutting the money, but we'll continue to transmit the money there. If you can make heads or tails of that, good luck. That's what I mean, how double-thinky all of these different reports are. We're going to be breaking down more of the financial and military news this hour. We are going to also be talking to Lindsey Williams coming up. And those that are holding, we'll get to talk to Lindsey and myself and throw any questions you've got at us. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Peter in Washington. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. About a month ago, Vincent Bugliosi was on your show, and he made some statements I disagree with. I'll give an answer to him. First of all, he taught that the Bible teaches the predestination of individual souls. Now, the general source of that is Romans. But in the book of Romans, what Paul is really saying is that the Jews have lost their status as the chosen people and that he can set them up or take them down. Now, an excellent statement of that is made by John Locke in his essay on Romans. John Locke, which John Locke? Well, the famous philosopher that flourished in the late 17th and early 18th century. You can get this on interlibrary loan. I think it's in the title is The Epistles of St. Paul. All right, the second point he brought up is he said that, well, God hardened Pharaoh. True. But first, Pharaoh hardened himself. Now, you have to look at it the way it really means. When they say God hardened...
Peter, here's the deal. I had him on, really I was going to set him up to talk about JFK, but then once he got on, he said, no, I want to talk about my book, that basically is agnostic. And so it turned into that, and I don't really have long, religious debates here. But obviously, Bugliosi just has this appeal to authority, and he's the expert, and he knows everything. And so it just becomes a big distraction. And look, we don't screen phone calls. And so it's interesting that you called in about this. I mean, I think it's informative to a certain point. But obviously, reading the Bible, in my own opinion, it says man has free will. But then it gets into that argument, well, but God already knows everything that's going to happen, so he knows what you're going to do. But look, I mean, it just kind of gets into these how many angels can dance on the head of a pin situation while our whole country is going into global receivership through fraud. World War III or a new world war is starting to kick off. And then we're sitting there debating, a know-it-all like Vincent Bugliosi. And then talking about, things like that. I mean, it's just, I mean, really, I think it's pearls before swine. What do you think, Peter?
Well, there might be some people that are kind of ignorant that would listen to him. So I'm not talking to him necessarily, but to those people. Now, I'd like to finish my point on the hardening of Pharaoh's hardening. In those days, an act of God was anything that was done according to the laws, the principles that he made. And a man that is stubborn, eventually it becomes part of his nature.
Okay, listen, I gotta go. We got Lindsey Williams coming up. Stay with us.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For the rest of the hour, perhaps longer, Pastor Lindsey Williams is going to be our guest, and we'll get to Tom, Ja, Randy, Julio, and others. You can ask any questions you've got for our guest, and as you hear callers hang up, other callers are welcome to try to get in. We'd love to hear from you. Lindsey Williams is somebody who studied current politics, the world government, the New World Order, so he can talk on any issues or attempt to answer your questions just as I can. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We're going to go back to Lindsey Williams here in just a moment. I do want to remind listeners as we really kick off the second hour here that InfoWars.com and the news websites, the radio show, the films I make, the special video reports, everything we do here is listener supported, and everything we put out is designed to be accurate and informative, to really connect the dots for people with the facts so they can then become more informed and then inform others. So not only do you buy books, videos, T-shirts at InfoWars.com at the online video bookstore to then support the radio show, the films, and the overall work we're doing, it also then gives you a tool to inform yourself to a higher level and then inform your friends, your family, your neighbors. I want you, I beg you to get my documentaries, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Invisible Empire, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Make copies. Get them out to people. Just because you know about this information doesn't mean your friends, your family, your neighbors do. So, again, Infowars.com. We have a lot of specials running right now. We have the Discover the Spirit of 1776 baseball jersey-style shirt that's designed to get people to ask you, hey, what's that about? You say, well, my team is Team Freedom, Team America. Oh, yeah. And then explain what the Republic is really all about. Red, white, and blue. We've got a special $17.76, $17.76. These are made in America and really expensive for us to produce. We got that special going right now. We also have some other specials running for $9.95 on the fluoride in the water as deadly poison, white and blue T-shirt. We have specials running on books like Jesse Ventura's 63 Documents. And other books, like Martin Dice's excellent book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. And even if you already know about all this information, your friends, your family, your neighbors, they don't. And it, and they're really ready to be awakened right now. And your purchase of the books and the videos makes this broadcast possible. You can also call our staff here and they can answer your questions about any of the specials and deals and titles and the Alex Jones Essential. What, 5 films for $24.95? Can't beat that. My best-selling films are $24.95, all 5 of them on DVD. We're about to end that special. Been running for 6 months. You can call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also see all the films in super high quality, expanded extras, my book, Paul Watson's book, the commercial-free, higher-quality video and audio podcast, all at PrisonPlanet.tv. And that's 15 cents a day. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, Lindsey Williams was on with us in October, and he said the Middle East is going to have a big crisis and explode into flames. That's what Ken Fromm, who's now died, that we can reveal, the former head of Atlantic Richfield, told him. Fromm also, and his other source, the other Mr. X, who I know the name of, but we can't reveal. Back in 2008, 6 months before it happened, he said in 6 months, oil's going to go from $40 a barrel to 150. It went to 149. Then he said, okay, now it's 149. It's going to drop to 40. It actually went to 35 or so. Now it's going to slowly grow for the next few years, but then it's going to start rocketing up. And then last October, he said within 6 months to a year, it'll be $150, $200 a barrel. He then went on from his sources, who are high-level globalists and kind of have a rule. They like to tell you what they're going to do to you, that after the big Middle East destabilization, next would be China, the death of the dollar around 2012. And so there's another 3 or 4 months here to see if his source was 100% accurate. And he's been accurate in almost everything. But the globalists aren't all powerful. They're not God. They've only gotten oil up to 105 or so a barrel. Now, will they run it up? Will they run it up to 150 or more? Now, his source, who lives out of the country most of the time, has been begging him to get on an airplane and travel there and to go to a, quote, special briefing. And we're breaking this information here today. Lindsey actually, a couple days ago, trying to get a hold of us, but he first covered it on Dr. Stan Monteith. We're going to be able to expand into this information during this hour, a little bit into the next hour, but I promise we will get to your calls because I want to hear your questions. But there's no doubt the first great war of the 21st century is happening. It's multi-region, multi-continent. They admit they're using Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda types all over to overthrow the governments and then fight the governments from Syria to Egypt to now, of course, Libya. And all of this is starting to come to a head. And the NATO alliance is really starting to break up. Germans pulled out 2 months ago. We're now 3-plus months into this. Italy today, this is big news, said we're not going to be part of this. So this is huge. The Chinese have come out and said we're dumping all the treasury bonds. The Federal Reserve has said we are going to do QE3. Remember, they said they wouldn't a month ago. Now they're back saying they will. Further dollar devaluation. I mean, earth-shattering events are happening, just like you saw in the build-up to World War I or World War II. I get chills when I talk about this. I mean, it is on, okay? A great time of upheaval is upon us, and we got a lot out of Bilderberg 2 weeks ago. We'll see how that matches with the intel Lindsey has. But quite frankly, what we got at Bilderberg last year and this year just absolutely seamlessly fits in. And that's what we got from Tucker. Bilderberg wants 150. I mean, Tucker's even now named the names of who said what in the meetings. They want to bankrupt the planet with high oil prices, but they want to bring down Saudi Arabia. Something sounded crazy in October. The Saudis have now run to China, run to Russia. They're openly saying they're trying to destabilize us. They've handed out 20-something billion in one dole, 34 billion in another. They're giving people $10,000, $20,000 payments every few months individually, so that the West can't get them to rise up and overthrow them. Why are they double-crossing the Saudis, the globalist allies, who are horrible? I don't like their government. Why are they double-crossing Mubarak? Why are they double-crossing Gaddafi, who made deals with them 6 years ago and invested tens of billions with Goldman Sachs? Why is this happening? Because they need this global meltdown as a pretext to say, oh, we're having a global depression, not because of the fractional reserve banking and the big six megabanks, but because of the Arabs. It's their fault. And see, we've got to go in to cut back the oil prices. And that's exactly what Bilderberg's saying. Now, Lindsay, we appreciate you breaking this and really going into it in full detail here today. You have traveled out of the country to meet with the even higher level, you know, even bigger oil company, absolute CEO, former head, who's giving you this information, and almost everything he said has come true. But out of the gates, before you give us the new briefing, you said in October, 6 months to a year, 150 or higher. Are they going to be able to carry this out because they weren't able to overthrow Saudi Arabia, or what's happening?
Yeah, Mr. X of my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, who is still alive, has been asking me to go to a briefing outside the United States of America. Well, I finally picked up my family, and we all went. Many of you have been wondering why you have not heard me on any radio show for probably a month. Now, some of the things that I saw and heard in this briefing, I cannot say on your show, Alex, because if I did, you would probably have the same thing happen to you that one famous man who was on Fox News had happened to him. They relieved him of his job. Fortunately, you're on Genesis Network, so you won't get kicked off. When I came back to the United States of America, I literally wanted to kneel down and kiss the ground. Believe me. I've never been so glad to be back. And by the way, all of you out there in the listening audience, I did not go outside the United States of America in order to find out if it was some other place I wanted to move to. I am here to be with you to see this entire thing battled out from the beginning to the end. And Alex, I'd like to invite you sometimes to go with me on one of these briefings. You come back, I promise you, a different man. Now, the Mr. X of my book, you know who he is. Not Mr. Fromm, you know, he passed away about 6-7 months ago. But the Mr. X of my book is over 70 years of age. And it's almost as if he has become like Mr. Fromm to the point that, Lindsay, just go ahead and tell him everything. I don't care. If you think you can get by with it, do it. So as a result, please, folks, have a pencil and paper handy today, because I'm going to give you some facts and figures and statistics and names and dates that have never been given, because up until Monday of this week, I didn't even know it myself. When I got back in the country, my Mr. X and I spent a lengthy period of time on the telephone last Friday, and then again on Monday of this week, basically going over all of the things that I could say without getting in trouble. Now, Alex, the first thing I want to do today is congratulate you. I don't think you realize just how much you and a number of other radio talk show hosts in the country have upset the elite. You have succeeded, and here's the first thing you've succeeded in doing. Because of what you and others like you have done, the elite have decided, and here's the first, this is not a prediction, this is an outright statement. You can take this, I'm not going to say take it to the bank, because I don't take anything to the bank, but you can believe this one and enjoy it. There are a few things that are encouraging about what I heard and saw. First of all, because of the American people waking up too rapidly, the elite are scared to death. Many of you remember that I have said numbers of times on the Alex Jones Show that when I lived with the elite of the world for 3 years, one of the first things I found out was that there's only one thing on the face of the earth they're afraid of. They are scared to death of the masses of people waking up. And
Stay there, Lindsay. The key information, glad you're breaking it here. We're going to come back after break. And we're going to get into the fact that the elite are scared of the awakening. That's the same thing Tucker sources and other sources confirmed out of Bilderberg 2 weeks ago.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses.
Prepare now.
Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Lindsey Williams is our guest, and what he's saying really integrates in with what Jim Tucker has said. Jim Tucker from his Bilderberg sources has been able to say, Berlin Wall will fall next year, it's going to be staged. Margaret Thatcher will be out within 2 months, she didn't go along with this. George W. Bush is going to endorse in the next 3 months global warming. People laughed at that. He has predicted, because these people steer the planet. They don't totally control it, but they're able to influence it. They're trying to set up a total world government, so they do run it. But they certainly run this nation, and they're running it into the ground. But the fact that Germany's pulled out of the invasion, Italy's now pulling out of this new world war they're trying to start, that's exactly what we got from Tucker, is that they are scared to death. They are upset. They know that Europe isn't going to go along with more bailouts. Lindsay, you traveled to meet with this high-level globalist, and he said, look, I'm just going to give it all to you. Briefly, why did he – I mean, did you ask him why? And then, B, you've got new information. I told you during the break. I know Fox News ran back off because he was going too far. So now, you know, he's just going to Internet like we do, you know, with the full scoop, I guess, we hope. We'll see what happens. But I don't care. Whatever you were told, lay it out here, buddy. Hit him with both barrels. Go ahead.
Congratulations, Alex. You have succeeded. You can call yourself a success. Too many Americans are waking up and revolting against the elite system, and as a result, here is the first way in which they've backed off. Gasoline will not go above $5 a gallon. They had planned to take it to 6 to 7 before the summer was over with. I said that on your show back about 2 months ago. They now have said to me on the phone on Monday morning, this misdirection of my book, Energy Non-Crisis, he said, Chaplain, it's going to go to no more than $5 in any place across America on through the rest of this
summer.
So you
didn't learn that when you traveled to meet with him. This is a new development.
No. The number of things that we talked about on the telephone after I got back here, and this just happened to be one that he said, yeah, go ahead and say all this you want to, because he said people will enjoy $5 a gallon gasoline. Now, many of you remember whenever I said about 2.5 years ago it was $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel, and within 3 months it took place exactly as they told me it would. But you can count on this also. They have had to back off slightly because too many of you were waking up, and they were fearful that that the American people were going to revolt. So they, and the first thing they've limited is $5 a gallon gasoline for the rest of this summer. Secondly, my dreams, Alec, have finally come true. Now, this one I want you to go and prove for yourself. Some of it you can get, some of it you cannot. Hope you have pencils and paper. In my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, there is a chapter entitled, If Gull Island Doesn't Blow Your Mind, This Will. And, oh, by the way, all of you out there, if you want a copy of Energy Non-Crisis and To Seduce a Nation, I don't sell them, but if you want the copies of those books, you can go to Amazon Kindle and get both of them for less than $9 each. So please, I hope you'll read that chapter, If Gull Island Doesn't Blow Your Mind, This Will. For 35 years, I have been hoping and wishing that what I said in that chapter would come to pass, because very few people were willing to believe that I actually saw what I saw that day. You ready? Here it is. If that pencil and paper is ready, you want to write this down. The largest oil rig ever built on the face of the earth within the past few weeks has been moved to Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. Write it down. You're going to hear this talked about. You think the Gulf of Mexico was big? You think the strike that they hit in the Gulf of Mexico was something phenomenal? You haven't seen anything yet. I was in that room that day 35 years ago. I saw the largest oil pool on the face of the earth discovered and ordered classified within 24 hours' time. They are finally about to open it up. And when I tell you in a moment why they're going to open this up, you are going to be startled. Okay, I'll give you the name of it and the place and what they're going to do so that you can prove it for yourself and know I'm right. They call it the Liberty Rig, L-I-B-E-R-T-Y. Biggest oil rig ever built on the face of the earth, and it is placed right near West Dock on the Arctic Ocean, approximately 2 miles from what I call Gull Island in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, and they are going to drill, listen to this, I mean, I still am dumbfounded at what I heard. They are going to drill 8 miles. Did you hear this? Now, this was told me just the other day. They're going to drill 8 miles with this biggest rig ever built on the face of the earth into, they've named it, by the way. I call it Gull Island in my book because that's all they called it back in those days. They're calling it today the Lisbon Zone, not Lisbon Field. Lisbon Zone, be sure you quote it correctly. And they're going to drill 8 miles out and hit what I call Gull Island in my book.
All right, stay there. We'll break down what Mr. X told you we're going to do on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Friends, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Pastor Williams is with us about 20 minutes into the next hour. I have promised to go to your calls for Lindsay. The folks who are already holding over from the last hour, I need John to go through those calls and make sure they can ask a question to Lindsay or myself, because if it's on a separate issue, like Bible verses or something, and not that I mind that. We don't screen your calls. It's just it needs to be on topic specifically. And it's a very wide range of topics, which the wars, the global elite's geopolitical program, the vast majority of what Lindsey Williams' sources have told him have come true, the fact that they were planning within just a few months from now, and if Saudi Arabia gets overthrown, it will happen, to have oil go over 150. That could still happen, but this is good news that Lindsey's saying that the establishment is afraid. They were testing it and thought they'd get away with it, but because the fact that people are getting so upset that they may not go all the way up to $150 a barrel, that's very similar to what Tucker told us from Bilderberg. But his source, inside Bilderberg, sources said that they are upset about the awakening, but that they still want to go up, but that they haven't been able to completely overthrow all these Middle Eastern countries yet. Now, Lindsay's saying that after this long period of consolidation and higher gas prices and the depression, then they will develop fields all over North America because they had a deal with the Arabs to not have big fields develop as long as the Arabs invested in the U.S. dollar, in the T-bills. And now that deal is ending. The Saudi Arabians and others are leaving the dollar. The Chinese are leaving it. All of this is happening. A major global geopolitical, economic, military realignment's happening. And that's why there's U.S. ships off Syria and Marines training for amphibious assaults of Libya. That's why all these new drone attacks are starting and Pakistan's being menaced and troops in Afghanistan are being prepared to be moved into other areas because there's a standoff going on here. Now, Lindsay, we're getting into this big oil rig and why they're planning to open up these fields that they've kept shut since the late 70s that you, in 1980, exposed in your book. But specifically, I mean, why are they planning this? And then what's all the other big news that you traveled out of the country to get?
The price of $5 per gallon of the gas pump is only temporary. I did not mean to say that this is something that's going to stay this way. The other reports you're getting are correct. They are going to take it to $150 to $200 a barrel. But temporarily, because of people like you, Alex, waking up so many Americans, they are going to keep the price at $5 a gallon until they feel the American people have calmed down enough they can take it further now. The next statement that I'm going to make, it will probably affect your life more, and you've never heard this before, that it will affect your life more than any other one thing that you will hear me say, ever. Here goes. The elite are getting ready for the day that the revolution in the Middle East cuts off oil supply. They have a target date. I cannot give it to you. It's not too long off. They have a target date when the Middle East will be in such revolution. Started in Egypt. You remember I announced this on the Alex Jones show. Alex, it's in your archives. I came on your show and I said within 4 to 5 months' time there's going to be a crisis in the Middle East. And you said, Lindsay, is it going to be with Iran? And I went back to my Mr. X and I said, is it Iran? And he said, no. He said, this is a crisis of another sort. And 4 months later, it started exactly as the elite had told me. Egypt first, Libya, Yemen, mark my words, it's going to go right on into Jordan, Syria. The final country will be Saudi Arabia. Their plans have not changed in any matter. They know the approximate date that they're going to be able to do.
But that's what Tucker said 2 weeks ago. You said this in October. Tucker's sources said that they do plan on bringing the entire Middle East down, and they're going to blame the oil prices on that and then blame the depression on that. But what you're saying about them gauging going to 150, you know, first it's $2, they go to $3, you get mad, they go back to 250. Then they go to $4, then they go back to $3. Then they go to $5, they go back to $3.50. They go up to $4, they go back to $3.50. They go up to $5, they go back to $4. They're always training us 2 steps forward, 1 step back, to where now we think $3.50 is cheap. See how we've been conditioned. So that's what they're saying, is they're going to try to move a little bit slower.
They backed off to $5 temporarily because of people like you, Alex, because people are waking up too fast and the elite are getting scared of the public waking up. Okay, put this date down. I know we've got a few more minutes here only and I got to cover as much as I can. I've got another major briefing I want to give you here. Put this date down. May the 12th, 2011, there was a bill that went before the House of Representatives on that date. It was very quietly done. It never hit the national media. More than likely, you never heard about it. And this bill that went through the House of Representatives on that date, May the 12th, 2011, there was a vote of 243 to 179. And what were they voting on? They were voting on something that will startle you. They were voting to, well, first of all, they wanted to reverse President Obama's Offshore Moratorium Act. Obama has given them some problems, by the way. I can't go into that now for lack of time. They take a whole program. Let's go back. They reversed his opinion, and they said, watch it. Oh, please, you've got to note this. I've been waiting 35 years for this. I'm so excited, I don't know what to do. They have given permission for drilling where Gull Island, in my book, Energy Non-Crisis, wrote about 35 years ago. They are opening up the Bristol Bay area of Alaska. They are opening up the Arctic Wildlife Refuge. I do not know whether this has been through the Senate or not. I can't find out. Nobody will tell me. I can't look it up anywhere. It did pass the House of Representatives. Now, why are they doing this? They're doing it because they know the approximate date that the Middle East, all of the royal family, every one of them, even the royal family of Saudi Arabia is going to be deposed. Mark my words. Oh, I'll give you another one, too. Just in passing quickly, and I can't elaborate on this right now, we are going to default on the national debt of the United States of America. I'm not talking about raising the debt limit, which you're hearing so much about. We are going to default on the national debt of $14 to $15 trillion. That's just in passing. They know the approximate time already.
Okay, well, please give us, if you have it, what the plan is, what the time frame is in the Middle East, and will they raise the debt limit, and then after default, what are they looking at doing right now?
I do not know whether they're going to raise the debt limit or not. It really doesn't matter with them because there's going to be a default on the national debt regardless. Now, they have a general idea of how much longer it's going to take them to depose every royal family and throw down every ruler in every country. So far, they've gotten Egypt, Libya, Yemen. They're going on from here to Jordan, Syria, and Saudi Arabia, Oman, and the other countries will fall in this same time frame. And whenever they do, they must produce have the American oil field ready to produce by that time is the reason they pushed through. Oh, they paid off. I mean, literally, they paid congressmen off to vote on this thing on May the 12th, 2011, and pass this bill through the House of Representatives. They have got to have permission to drill in these places to get the oil ready so that at the time the Middle East oil supply is cut off, the dollar is devastated, the national debt can't be paid any longer, and they've got to have a savior. They will step in and say, okay, we have found these monstrous new oil finds. There's only one problem. My book, The Energy Non-Crisis, told about it 35 years ago, and they've got a problem with that. You can read it for yourself if you get a copy of it from Amazon Kindle. And these things will be opened up at approximately the same time so that they can supply the oil for the United States of America. And they'll come in and say, oh, they can produce it for 60 cents a barrel, and they're going to sell it to you for, you know what they're going to sell it to you for, $150 to $200 a barrel. Now, the Bakken Oil Reserve in North and South Dakota and Montana, if I wanted to make money these days, I would immediately get an oil rig if I was a young man and go up there and make a fortune. They are punching holes everywhere. It is light sweet crude. They must have it ready for the time that the Middle East, it falls completely. The last one to fall is Saudi Arabia. When you see Saudi Arabia fall, folks, you better put on your listening ears because there's going to be major events take place from that point on. The Bakken Reserve, the reserve under Denver, Colorado, the North Slope of Alaska, they must have all of these ready, Alex, by the time that the Middle East falls.
I understand that. Now, Lindsay, what else? I mean, you travel out of the country to meet with this guy in person, and then you've also talked to him in the last week on the phone. What else did he tell you? Because we see them setting up the Pentagon takeover of the Internet. That's mainstream news today. We see the Pentagon admitting they're going to test cyber attacks on other infrastructures. That's the cover. We see more and more censorship, FBI shutting down mainline websites for no reason. We see big gold exchange announcing that the way they interpret a new law, that over-the-counter gold sales can't be done now. We just see TSA on the streets. I mean, you can see the massive buildup, huge Marine Corps amphibious drills. Our intelligence from Fort Hood and other bases, it's on late September, early October, ground invasion of Libya. They're taking him out one way or the other. I mean, did your source say why they're going after Gaddafi? I mean, why do they need to get rid of people that were already working with them? Well, I know the answer. They're double-crossing them. They're going to develop oil fields here now that they've made a deal 30 years ago that's now on record to not develop if they would invest the T-bills. They're double-crossing the Arabs, so they got to, I guess, have to put in new puppets who will go along with that double-crossing?
No, they want to cut off the oil from the Middle East altogether. I mean, it's not a matter of overthrowing rulers. They don't care about Mubarak. They don't care about
Gaddafi. So they're just wrecking everything and bombing the oil fields, as they're doing in Libya, to just wreck it.
Yes, they're producing war intentionally. And here's the part that's so startling, Alex. Oh, my goodness. The elite, please bear with me here, folks. You know I'm an American. You know I'm staying here. The elite are laughing at the Americans. They think we are stupid. I mean, this is so startling, I hardly believe what I heard. The elite have been planning for years what they're doing right now in the Middle East. This did not happen just overnight. It just so happens that I knew about it 6 months ahead of time, but they've been planning it for years. The elite created the crisis. Now, of course, here's what I found. The elite are laughing at Americans because we are so stupid that we are allowing this to continue. Okay, listen to the article right here. And here it is. Obama, our president, rejected the opinion of Jay Johnson, the Pentagon General Counsel, and rejected the opinion of Carolyn Press, the acting head of the Justice Department legal counsel. And the New York Times just reported on this the other day. Johnson and Press told the White House they believed that the U.S. military activity of NATO led air war over Libya amounted to hostilities, and this president, he has given them some problem, folks. Understand it. I'm only repeating some of the things I've heard. They said the War Powers Act of 19 and War Powers Resolution of 1973, he has risked his future in politics by balking these people. And he has no choice. The elite have told him he's got to do this. He must continue to use, folks, this is what's so startling. He must continue to use the American taxpayers' dollar to overthrow every one of these countries in the Middle East. And you are paying, Americans, you are paying for your own destruction. And letting this stupid president get by with it. I'm sorry, I can't.
Well, it's more than that. I mean, that's why they've got, you know, the CNN host, Fareed Zakaria, coming out and saying the Constitution's bad, let's get rid of it. That article, headline, Fareed Zakaria, am I pronouncing that right? I'm having a mental issue today. I ran into him when I was at CNN in New York a few months ago. Saying dump the Constitution. Obama didn't just not go to Congress and break the law and engage in treason, as his own lawyers have now told him. He said, I'm doing this to legitimize the UN, to show that they're the boss. So this is all about just rubbing our faces in it, setting the precedent to have this tyrant running around starting all these new wars, killing all these innocent people, lying about Gaddafi. I'm not saying he's a good guy, but the point is that it's been proven it's lies. Rape gangs with the Viagra and just like throwing babies out of incubators, like they said that Saddam's people did in Kuwait. That's an admitted fraud. So all of this is happening. But, Lindsay, going over your list of other things he told us, because we've gone over some of those other issues a couple times now, specifically they want to cut off the oil, further break the economy, then they'll come in with the oil supplies they've had for decades and start developing those. What else did he tell you? Because a lot of good things are happening. Germany's pulled out of NATO. Italy's now pulling out. French news agencies reporting. We've got Congress moving to try to block a escalation of the war. Gaddafi's holding on, something that they didn't really think would happen. They're going to have a ground invasion. They're trying to tell us this isn't a war. Even the Washington Post said yesterday no one's buying Obama's bizarre statements that this isn't a war.
Many of you have viewed my latest DVD presentation. There were three DVDs that I did entitled The Middle East, The Rest of the Story. Everything that I said in that DVD has been confirmed through the sources that I was just with. Every bit of it is true. Folks, for the sake of your dinner table, I plead with you. My sixth DVD set of everything the elite have told me for the past 2.5 years, if you have never seen them, it's a must for the sake of you sparing your household. And as a result, every bit of this was confirmed through these conversations I've had here in just the last few days, that you, the American people, are literally paying. You are paying for your own destruction. Obama, our president, has been told by the elite what they what he must do. He has even risked his next election, because if this thing goes any further, he's in real trouble, but he has no choice because they've demanded him to do it. And the American people are paying to depose every one of this Middle East country now, most quickly, because I know we're giving out. I've got to go down to gold and silver. Oh, my goodness, what I was told on this is amazing. Don't pay any attention to the price of what gold and silver have done recently. Gold and silver prices will remain where they are through about August. And beginning in September, are you ready? Oh, folks, please. Mr. Fromm said to me years ago, he said, Chaplain, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on.
Okay, what did they tell you gold prices are going to do?
Gold and silver prices from September through December are going to rise between 20 and 25%. They're going to back the new world currency with it. When the American dollar falls, they have a new term now they're using. They're calling it the petrodollar. They don't anymore refer to, this gentleman didn't refer at any point to the American currency being the standard currency of the world or the reserve currency of the world. They're now calling it petrodollars, and they said to me, I'm going to give you a sign. Here's a sign that was given.
Stay there. We'll get it after the break, and we'll try to jam in some of your phone calls as well with Lindsey Williams. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Pastor Lindsey Williams is our guest. We're integrating his sources information with the information we got week and a half, 2 weeks ago at Bilderberg 2011. And I do know both the sources that Williams is using. One of them is now public. The other is not public, but I know who it is. We're going to come back in the next hour and take 20 minutes of calls for Lindsey Williams. But I was talking to Lindsey. He said he's gone through most of the new information. And again, it does back up what we got basically from Jim Tucker. But why? I mean, you said that they, because there's one more person I know that you know, but you're saying that it was a briefing and that you were with them. I mean, was it more than just this oil, former oil company head? And again, why are they telling you this?
Well, first of all, they're telling me this because of courtesy, for the fact that I gave 3 years of my life to be their chaplain years ago. I don't think they've ever gotten over this. Many of these people have never come in contact with a person like that that actually lived with them, and I think much of it is out of courtesy. Then, of course, there's the fact that the elite do have a moral code, and in their moral code, they must tell the world what they're going to do before they do it. Now, I know some things get out of the Bilderbergers meeting, such as you've already gotten. But the other things that didn't get out of that Bilderbergers meeting, and they know that I'm on shows like yours and many other shows, coast to coast and all the rest of them across the country, and they know that I'm going to give this information out. And this gentleman told me in two briefings, one on last Friday, another one on Monday of this week, what I could and could not say today. And so I'm giving everything that I possibly can in order to help you save your dinner table in light of the fact that the Middle East crisis is going to escalate. You will see more and more of the oil fields cut off. You're going to see an increase in the price of that oil later on this year, but they have backed off for the time being in order to keep you quiet, like a frog boiling in a pot, and try to keep some people like Alex Jones quiet, which I'm quite sure that they won't succeed in keeping you quiet on me, Alex, because we've got to give this information out. And there were many, many, many things that were said. And the main thing, of course, I think at this point is the fact that our own president is being told by him what to do, is risking his own career and bucking two of the leading attorneys in America for the Pentagon and for the Justice Department, and is taking taxpayers' money and paying for the war in the Middle East so that they can overthrow these royal families and heads of state, take the price of crude oil where they want it to go, produce America's own oil fields, and then turn around and destroy the American.
Well, Lindsay, there's no doubt all of this is happening. The end game is public. You were really one of the first from your sources to talk about this last October, and you can see that it's end game by how dangerous all this is for the establishment. I mean, it's bold to finance Al-Qaeda and other Muslim Brotherhood groups to overthrow former allies, and then now it's admitted that the West foments these rebellions, then comes in with military force behind it, saying, oh, we've got to protect humanitarian groups while they bomb apartment buildings, killing families by the score every day. And here's Obama, the Nobel Prize peacenik. It's a sick joke doing all of this, and it's happening because that is the end game, is to just bring turmoil to the Middle East and try to implode the world economy and bring in this depression. You know, when they say prop up Greece, prop up Ireland, those countries don't even owe most of that money. It is the central banks that created the derivatives and have now induced them to sign on. And the IMF and World Bank, even some of the founders of the EU, admit this is all designed to implode countries.
Well, Alex, when I got back to the United States of America, I couldn't believe the headlines I was seeing. I've been out of the country for nearly a month. And I saw this headline right here. Some of you saw it. Brotherhood Party legal in Egypt for the first time. Do you realize that they're giving to the Muslim Brotherhood every single nation as they fall? Egypt, Libya, and then the next one I saw. I can't believe the American people are standing for this.
Stay there. We'll talk about it. Well, if you don't like Al-Qaeda nowadays, you're bad.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.